Here's a feeling that I can't wait to repeat. If you've ever felt your chest thump from the sound of percussion, you would understand. It's the power of a marching band. The energy, that's the energy that thousands of Chicagoans, myself included, felt loud and clear as Drumline Live helped kick off Black History Month with a lively show inside the Auditorium Theater. And it's more than a concert. As you can hear, it is a full-on celebration of the culture, the history, and the excellence that you can only find at historically Black colleges and universities. In this next conversation, we're going to go behind the scenes of the International Drumline Live Tour to learn more about the HBCU experience and the longtime role of marching bands at these institutions. At the table, Don Roberts, who's creator of Drumline Live, Cartellus Hollywood Wesley, who's host of the show and from Alabama A&M, and Queen Aisha, band member and singer with Drumline Live from Florida A&M. Welcome to In the Loop.
We're so happy to be here. Yes.
And for the folks who can't see you, you were literally air drumming as I was introducing you.
Yes.
Hey, that was us. That's us.
I mean, right. This energy is just electric. It's all the time. It's not just when you're on stage.
Right. Apparently. Oh, no.
I saw the show yesterday, and it was just brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
As I just started to tell you, I mean, I was on my feet for most of the time, even the times where you weren't telling us.
All right. Good. Very good.
It was funny. Like, there was humor in there.
Yes.
Who knew two guys who played the tuba could make you laugh?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I know the moment she's talking about.
You know the moment I'm talking about. Yeah. And the audience participation was just on a different level. So, but let me start with you, Don. For those who haven't seen the show, just describe the concept for us.
All right. Well, first of all, I am Hollywood. I didn't find Hollywood. Hollywood found me.
Okay.
I was a high school band director. Dallas Austin, Grammy Award winning producer, saw my high school band and wanted me to be his executive band consultant for the movie Drumline. And from there, that came the concept, the idea of putting Drumline Live on stage.
That's amazing.
And, you know, and as a high school band director, I wrote it from an educational perspective, but we wanted it to be entertaining, and we wanted it to embrace true HBCU culture, not just present day, but it goes all the way back to the early, mid-1900s, and we take you all the way from 1935 all the way up to present day music.
You sure do. You take us through the different eras and with some very familiar faces that we all remember. Michael Jackson and
yes.
the Supremes.
Yes.
James Brown.
James Brown. Aretha James Brown was hilarious.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
That
yes.
wig.
And I was laughing on the side of the stage about that wig.
It was so funny. I didn't expect to laugh as much as I did. But you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, this comes from, you know, just the 2002 movie. Folks will remember seeing the Drumline movie with Nick Cannon and other folks
Zoe
in there.
Zadano, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the show on stage is the same, better?
Well, I like to feel like it's better.
Okay.
You know, and I tell people, listening to Michael Jackson on the radio is great, but if you ever saw him in person, it's a whole different level. So, you know, watching the movie is great, but seeing that music and see it in action, real live music is a fading art. Well, we embrace it. Everything about our show is live. We rehearse long hours. And we embrace the opportunities to showcase live music, especially about the HBCU culture.
That's wonderful. So Hollywood and Queen Aisha, I mean, tell me more about your process in getting involved. I'll start with you, Hollywood. Uh-huh. Was there an audition?
Absolutely. So I was at home like everybody else watching the illustrious Drumline Live back Beyonce at Coachella 2018.
Yes, that's right.
And two weeks later, I got the call to come audition, and then 2 weeks after that, I was in Atlanta at rehearsals because the show must go on.
The show must go on.
That I've been a part of it ever since.
I think you're the perfect guy for the hosting role.
Thank you so much.
This knack for people, and you're just very entertaining.
Thank you so much.
As a person.
I enjoy it so much.
You drove 4 hours from Alabama for that audition.
Yes, I did. I drove from Mobile, Alabama to Atlanta just for that audition.
Because you knew it was meant to be.
Yes, I couldn't wait.
The role was yours.
I couldn't wait to get in there, too. I said, I'm knock them dead.
Queen Aisha, you are a Jill of all trades because, I mean, you play a couple of instruments, you sing, you do all the things. Tell me more about your process.
Well, my process was I started back in 2005 when it first started. So I'm an original cast member.
Okay.
And I was the only female, been the only female in the band and the only female in the band now.
Mm-hmm.
And I play different instruments, yes, trumpet, drums, and vocals. It's an instrument.
What is it like juggling all of that in one show?
That's just what I do.
Don is like, oh, you have all these talents? I'm going to make you use all of them at the same time.
He brought it out of me, actually. I was actually shy when I first started.
You?
Yes.
Shy.
Shy. Like, I was like, I don't want to sing. No, me. He made me, like, he brought the best out of me. And since then, I've been able to just juggle all of them and then just be professional like he made us to be.
Yeah.
So, you help know, us made us to
that's,
be.
That's awesome. And I'm thinking about a moment, too, Hollywood, when I think about your hosting. Where, you know, you got an audience member up on stage.
Absolutely.
I won't give away what you have them do. But what's going through your mind in that moment? Because you gotta pick the right audience member.
Yes.
Not everyone's going to make it sing the way that gentleman did.
Last night, he was absolutely phenomenal. We've never had anybody to say what he said, which we're not going to say.
That was hilarious.
Not bad, but it was just amazing, and it was hilarious. But what's going through my mind is, I just hope that they get on this stage. Because yes. Sometimes people are a little shy. And nobody's expecting the audience participation that we do.
Oh, he ran up there.
It's very unique. And sometimes that doesn't happen. So that's all I want. I just want somebody that's going to come up there and be fun.
Yes.
Like, y'all get up. Come on, please
come on.
Get up.
Queen Aisha, how would you say that this stage performance compares to the drumline experience at a school, at an HBCU?
I would say, you know, it's definitely a difference when it comes down to, you know, you being on stage and being on field. Because a school, you're on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really on a stage.
And there now are so we have many more. I feel like there's like four times more of you
yes.
on the field, right?
Yes, it's like
oh, yes.
three,
so many.
500 people on the field. Mm-hmm. But compared to us, it's like 30 people. And now we have to condense down, you know, still have to use the, you know, the marks, number marks. And it's just we have to come together and play together and do what we do.
Mm.
You know, different schools come together.
Oh,
you know,
man.
That's a different thing
yes.
when you have Jackson State and,
yes.
of course, Bethune-Cookman with FAMU, you
right.
know.
So it's either going to be a war
thing.
Or it's just going to be a whole lot of love.
Actually, it's love.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we're going to talk. You know, we talk, you know, what we do, you know.
It's,
but at the same time, we do a lot of smack talking. But at the same time, it's all love. It's
yeah.
always mm-hmm. all love because we're coming to doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we make it one.
So, Don, the tour's got four stops. Why start in Chicago?
Why not, man? Chicago, the windy city. First of all, it's cold here now. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely cold, but, you know, Chicago is just such, it's a mega city for us. It's such an opportunity. It's one of the major media markets for anything that you're doing. So, you know, we were just very thrilled. And when my agent told me about coming to Chicago first, I was like, absolutely yes. And absolutely yes. So we've been here now since for about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, did our pre-production. And I wanted the cast members to get a chance to enjoy the city
mm-hmm.
as well. And next we're going to head to Milwaukee. Then we go to New York, New Jersey.
And, you know, I already heard people last night talking about, you know, that they know people that have already bought tickets for Milwaukee. Like, mm-hmm. we're following you.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what's up.
It's an amazing show. And she talked about the great thing about it. You take all these different colleges and different schools. We have about 20 different HBCUs that are represented, and not just, we have the best of the best from those schools.
Yeah.
They represent
that's
the
incredible.
the top 1%. And that's why we have people like Aisha that can play everything, you know, in Hollywood, that can do anything
right.
with amazing hosts. Yes.
Hey, if you just got here, welcome. This is In the Loop. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons. And Black History here in Chicago kicked off with a very special opening act. I'm talking about Drumline Live at the Auditorium Theater. It's a part of an international tour making four stops and bringing the HBCU experience right to the stage. We're talking about why marching bands are such a key component of that culture with Don Roberts, who's creator of Drumline Live. We also have Cartelis Hollywood Wesley, who is host of the show, and Queen Aisha, who is a multi-talented
mm-hmm.
cast member. So speaking of that multi-talent, we got to hear some of it, Queen Aisha.
Okay.
And Hollywood and Don, can y'all play a little something for us? Sing a little something?
Sure.
Tell us.
Let's go.
What do you got?
Right here. You know the nighttime, darling.
Night and day.
Is the right time.
Night and day.
Mm-hmm. To be.
Night and day.
With the one you love now.
Night and day.
I said, oh, baby, now.
Night and day.
Come on, baby, now.
Night and day.
I want to be with the one I love now.
Night and day.
You know who I'm thinking of.
Night and day.
I know the nighttime.
Night and day.
Mm-hmm. Is the right time.
Night and day.
To be with the one I love.
Night and day.
Now, Queen, you got to sing this song like they know you can sing night it, all right? Go ahead, day. Baby.
Baby!
Night and day. Come on.
Baby!
Night and day.
Baby!
Night and day.
Whoa.
Night and day. Come
you
on now.
Know I love you.
Night and day,
no
yeah.
No one.
Night
above
and day.
You. So hold me tight.
Night and day.
That ooh, makes
that
everything,
nice,
everything
night
go
and day.
Right. Because the night time.
Night and day.
Whoa, oh, it's the right time.
Night and day.
You know no one.
Sing
why.
It now.
Wow.
The queen, ladies and gentlemen.
Incredible. Queen Aisha,
yes.
and Hollywood as Ray Charles.
Yes.
and Don, these history lessons are part of the show, right?
Yes, they are.
Why is that so important? Because, I mean, not everybody in the audience is exposed to historically black colleges and universities.
Mm. They're not, you know, and I always tell people, one thing about our show, you know, you sometimes think that this is for, like, the kids, you know, or the kids, and but it's for everybody. And, you know, my mom, I would listen to Temptations, Ray Charles, James Brown, and I was writing the show. I just said, well, we got to go all the way back to the old school. You hear about this, we talk about HBCUs, not just in 2026,
mm-hmm.
but we talk about them when it was just big band, when it was, mm-hmm. you know, the 60s, the 70s. So I think that's the part that catches people off guard, is that we always hear, wow, it was beyond my expectations, because mm-hmm. they thought they were just going to see Beyonce at Coachella clip,
yes.
or Prism. But no, we give them a little bit of 1935, mm-hmm. 1955,
yeah, yeah.
2000, 1980, Jane Brown, Tim. Mm-hmm. We give it to them all. It's a well-thought-out show.
I wish I heard anything that you just said, Don, but I'm still on a high. I know you just gave a real thorough response, but what they just did.
And I get a chance to hear. As a director, I like to watch the show in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's it like for you then?
I have watched it hundreds of times, and I always take notes, but I promise you, every time I see it, it feels like the first time.
I bet it doesn't get old.
It never gets old
yeah.
to me. Never.
Wow. And this is not just, again, like, you know, a reflection of something really important in the black experience, something super important to the HBCU experience. But I think it's a calling and a convening of folks who, again, are not exposed
yeah.
to this. This was not how they were brought up. These mm-hmm. were not the schools they went
right.
to.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I looked left and right, and this diverse audience was dancing,
yes.
getting down. Absolutely. How low can you go?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
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 Exactly.
Right.
That's the goal.
Bring it on
and
up.
That's
Bring
the
it on
purpose.
So in the few seconds I got left, I mean, if that was not proof enough, Don, tell folks why they should come out and travel with y'all and see this Drumline
and
live.
We call ourselves the greatest show on stage.
Yes.
And we believe it. Mm-hmm. And we tell people we are a roller coaster ride. You look at it, you're not sure about it, you're anticipating, you get on that thing and it's going up, and you're still, and then it goes down, mm-hmm. and you're screaming, and you're crying and laugh, and guess what? You want to do it all over again. That's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are the greatest show on stage.
The greatest show, let's go.
Don Roberts, Cartellus, Hollywood Wesley, and Queen Aisha of Drumline Live. Follow them across the country. Next stop
Please.
Is Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
yes.
Thank you so much.